When will you lift the closure and allow more Palestinian workers to work inside Israel? And Mr. President, your administration has spent a great deal of time and effort to bring peace to the Middle East, especially between the Palestinians and Israelis. At this juncture, Mr. President, don't you think that a summit between Mr. Arafat and Mr. Netanyahu, King Hussein, and President Mubarak, under your auspices here at the White House before November 5th, will add a lot of good to the element of stability and possibly solution, because these things which happened here at the White House were very fruitful and they brought a lot of good feelings to the people in the Middle East. Thank you.
I've said that we may have agreements and we may have disagreements, but I assure you that one of the things that will not happen is that we will not have disagreements as a result of lack of communications. The communication channels will be open, they will be complete, and they will allow us to understand each other at the highest levels. You had a second question, I think. What was that?
To allow more Palestinian workers to work.
As soon as the security conditions, as soon as I deem the security conditions will allow it, I will ease the closure.
Let me just say, one of the most encouraging things to me about our conversation was the clear understanding the Prime Minister showed the difficulty the closure is imposing on the Palestinians, not only in terms of not being able to move across the borders and go to jobs in Israel, but also in destabilizing their own environment and in undermining our ability, for example, to encourage others from the United States and elsewhere to invest in their territory. So we understand that. And also, I think that security is clearly the test. And so this is obviously the next area where Mr. Arafat and the Prime Minister and his government need to go to try to reach an understanding. But I was encouraged by that. In terms of your suggestion about a summit, my experience, sir, is that when these things are called, there needs to be an understanding in advance about what is going to be achieved and how it's going to be achieved. To be fair to the Prime Minister, he's just taken office not very long ago. He's just constituted his government, and I think it would be premature to do that at this time. But I believe the more contact we have at the higher levels, the better off we're going to be and the greater the likelihood of achieving peace. But I do not believe it's the appropriate time to do that now. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your assessment of Doha?
Thank you.